Up to 257,000 low-income and disabled people in Illinois could lose their Medicaid health insurance coverage. That's because federal lawmakers are considering adding Medicaid to work requirements, meaning people would have to prove they work, volunteer, or go to school in order to receive health insurance. Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports experts warn that many people who already work will fall through the cracks.
The analysis was done by the Urban Institute and Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. It used data from states with existing work requirements like New Hampshire and Arkansas to estimate how the proposed federal changes might impact states. Catherine Hempstead worked on the analysis. She says they found that many people who meet the requirements still end up kicked off of the programs, often because they failed to complete the necessary paperwork.
And we estimate that, you know, roughly two-thirds of those people that lose coverage actually shouldn't lose their coverage. You know, losing their coverage because of compliance problems, not because they truly are not eligible.
The bill, which passed out of the U.S. House last week, also includes expanded work requirements for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, and now heads to the U.S. Senate. I'm Ben Thorpe.